This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I have seen families, sometimes as an overreaction to a bad experience with a church, insulate themselves and make life all about the family. I saw this over and over again in Chicago, where everything revolves around the family. During the week, it is ballet and basketball practice, Spanish lessons, eating out. On the weekend, it is sports games and matches and watching them. And on Sunday, not going to church. They run here, run there. Everything is about our close-knit group. I, for one, can appreciate a close family. I look forward to having one someday. But the only type of reaction one should have to an imperfect church is to make it better, or go to another one and make that one better. Moreover, we are not to exalt the family government. This is because the head of the family government isn't their members, but rather Jesus. The biblical justification for that position is Isaiah 9:6b, holding that Jesus is the source of all government and regulation. He should also be the object of all our desires. And if Dad is following Jesus, there is a better opportunity for Mom and children to do so. That is the proper order of things. But in talking about how we are not supposed to exalt the family government, we are also not supposed to exalt the civil government. So often the interpretation of Romans 13 is to exalt the civil government over and above the church governments and family governments. That is unbiblical, since it is exalting humans as the ultimate authority. If you are familiar with my Romans 13 winning syllogism, you would know this. I think saying that we are supposed to allow the civil government to have absolute authority is a biblical mistake. Thus, exalting the civil government is a mistake, just as exalting the family government is one. What we are supposed to exalt is Jesus, who is not only the head of the church governments, but also the government over the civil government and family government. You'll never hear that in a civil government school. You'll probably never hear that in a church either. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.